بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسل الله تعالى بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا داعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا فما بعد فقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وقال نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. My dear brothers and sisters, it's a joy and a pleasure to be in Chicago after many years. The last time I came here, I drove up here from Louisville, Kentucky. And this time I came slightly faster. And to see this, to wake up this morning and see all the snow, this is absolutely beautiful picture postcard view from the window of snow covering the roofs, and it's like icing sugar on a cake on the green trees. And then the sprinkling of a few of the dead leaves from fall on the snow. Absolutely amazing, subhanAllah Gandhi. And then I thought to myself that if I was taken up by this beauty of the vision of the snow, and if I just walked in there as I was dressed, then I would probably not be able to make it here to the masjid, because I would have to be in a hospital. Because if I just walked in there, then I understand the meaning of ice and snow in a very experiential way. So what protects me? What must I do? Which is what I did, which is to put on a big jacket and put on a hat and put on shoes and stuff. And then when I go in that condition into the snow, I can enjoy the snow, but the snow does not harm me. The reason I'm saying this is because, of course, it was a thought in my head. But because this is the nature of this dunya. The dunya is like this snow. It's like a beautiful, alluring, very tempting, very delicious picture postcard view. But if you just walk in there without protection, then it lands you in hospital. And if you don't get aid there, then it lands you somewhere else. So just like you and I wouldn't walk out, no matter how nice the world looks, we would not walk out into ice and snow without proper protection. If we are in this world without proper protection, we come to the same grief. Now what is the protection of the world? The protection in the world is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu told us, the ayat which I recited in the khutbah, which we hear in every khutbah. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih وَلَا تَمُتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it is His right that you should have His taqwa. Now you will notice that I did not translate this as the usual way it is translated. Fear Allah as He should be feared. The meaning of taqwa is not fear. The meaning of khawf is fear. The meaning of taqwa is to be concerned about the displeasure of Allah. It's not fear of Allah, it is fear of displeasing Allah. And why are you afraid of displeasing Allah? Because we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now what is my dalil for this? I have two dalil. First dalil for this is that fear is a negative emotion. Fear excites hatred, it excites anger, it excites disgust. Ask a little child who is going to school who does not like a teacher, who fears the teacher. So do you fear the teacher? Yes. Do you obey the teacher? Yes. Do you love the teacher? No. Why do you obey the teacher? Because the teacher will beat me. But what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about the believers? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. Allah said, verily, and the believers, they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they do not just love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala any old way, they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anyone and anything else in life. أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. The hub of Allah is شَدِيد, أَشَدْ. So how do you put these two things together? That concept is this beautiful concept in Islam of taqwa. It's not fear of Allah. It is fear of offending the one I love the most. So the more I love Allah, the more I will fear to offend Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is my jacket in the snow. This is my protection from the dunya. The dunya invites me to sin, but I say, no, I can't do that because it offends Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do you love somebody you don't know? Can you love somebody you don't know? No. So who is Allah? There are two ways and two things we need to do to answer this question of who is Allah. One is to listen to the introduction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because nobody can introduce Allah the way Allah introduced himself. Jalla Jalal. And this introduction, we listen to that in order to get the awe and the glory and the majesty and the magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our hearts, which is khashyatullah. And then we listen to and we reflect on the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has given us. I talked about the snow and the beauty of the snow. I tried to describe it. How? Because Allah gave me eyes. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me eyes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me glasses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me full color vision. Thanking Allah for His blessings. So how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduce Himself? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. I remind myself and you to read the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. And not just read it for thawab. Thawab is a given. Inshallah, it will happen. To read it for the purpose of understanding who Allah is. The purpose of knowing who Allah is, not merely because it is an intellectual thing to do, but actually and really to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalal. Inshallah, we'll look at how that is to be done through making shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، فقال تعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وعلى خلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي رضي الله عنهم أجمعين. My dear brothers and sisters, we're talking about who Allah is. How do we recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu? And I mentioned to you two things. One is to reflect on how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced himself. And to reflect on that and to ask yourself, what is my connection with Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us this in the surah, which is the rukun of the Quran, of the salah, without which salah is not valid, which is suratul fatiha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us how to ask him. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Before saying, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ is the dua. Before we come to the dua, O Allah, guide us to the path of steadfastness, you introduce yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, Allah knows you, we created you. But this is the adab of the huzur of Allah. That when we go in there, we don't just walk in there, we introduce ourselves. How do you introduce yourself? You say, O Allah, I am yours. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. I don't worship anyone other than you. I don't ask help from anyone other than you. I need help. Where shall I go? So I came to you. O Allah, give me because I am asking. Give me because only you can give. You are my witness that I don't ask anybody other than you. Jalla Jalalu. This is the introduction. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. When you say إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, keep this in your heart. You are not a stranger to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody is a stranger to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you as a Muslim, you have a right to go before Allah and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the total yaqeen that Allah will give because only He can give. Reflect on what Allah has given us. This is the second part. Reflect on what Allah has given us and make shukr. A man came to Umar bin al-Khattab radiallahu anhu and he said, Sayyidina Umar was talking about shukr. The man said, look at me. What do I have to be thankful for? Look at me. I'm poor, I'm destitute, I'm hungry, my clothes are torn, I'm not well, I've got no work, I've got no money. You want me to thank for what? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, can you urinate? Can you pass water without pain? He said, yes. He said, thank Allah for that. Ask the one who has urinary tract infection what he goes through. So reflect on the glory and reflect on the ni'mat. Reflect on the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me tell you what Allah told us to reflect on in a general sense. And then I will request you and I remind myself, let us reflect on the individual specific blessings that Allah has given each one of you and me in our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادًا وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجًا وَحَّاجًا وَأَنْزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُعْصِرَاتِ مَاءً ثَجَّاجًا لِنُخْرِجَ بِهِ حَبًّا وَنَبَاتًا وَجَنَّاتٍ أَلْفَافًا. وقال: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء رفعها
ورفع ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان والأرض وضعها للأنام فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام والحب ذو العصف والريان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان.
I won't translate any of this. These ayat do not need translation. You know the ayat. This is the general ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given all of mankind, the whole world, and especially us Muslims. But I request you, my brothers and sisters, reflect on the specific ni'mat that Allah gave you. Some of them have names. The names of your parents, the names of your children, the names of your spouses, the names of your friends. Thank Allah for them. How many of you in tahajjud today, because Jummah is a time for the acceptance of dua, how many of you in tahajjud today prayed for the forgiveness of your parents? I'm not asking you to show for a show of hands. Reflect. How many of you prayed for the forgiveness of your parents? How many of you prayed in tahajjud for the forgiveness of your grandparents? One generation. Just one generation. They gave their life for you. Their blood is in your veins. They dedicated their entire lives so that you will survive and you will grow and you will become something. Did you pray for them in tahajjud today? Let not from today a single day pass as long as you are alive that you do not pray tahajjud and you do not seek forgiveness for your parents and your grandparents. Then inshallah, if you do that, will you do that inshallah? Inshallah, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make people, to create people in your life who will pray for your forgiveness for their lives until their lives, inshallah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalla to be pleased with you and never to be displeased. I ask Allah to accept your coming here. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill your hearts with noor and with his khashya and hubb and rahmah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill your lives with barakah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you whatever you ask with afiyah. So ask Him. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after giving you what you ask with afiyah to give you from His generosity and grace so that you are absolutely astonished at what you get, inshallah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you from all His disobedience in this life, which is the biggest musibah. Is to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah to protect you from that in this life. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you on the day of judgment. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you the shade of His arsh on a day when there is no shade except His shade. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to decree and write in your muqaddar that you will meet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on his house al-Kawthar, where you will meet him and you will take the water of Kawthar from his blessed hand, inshallah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to decree and write in your qadar that you will cross the sirat with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and enter Jannatul Firdausul A'la bi ghayri hisab. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Ibadallah, rahimakumullah. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم عدوا يستجيب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أخي مسلم.